Shriven. The worst part is that there is still some hope. That there keeps being hope, no matter what happens to us. Even though my stomach has hurt since the second grade, and I worry one day I won't be able to make it to work anymore. Even though when you were a child, you couldn't say your R's right. We confess our wildest disappointments to each other, no matter how small. The ways our family's politics let us down, the way you teach fourth grade instead of college, though the debt we pay promised us something else, the last rejection I got from Copper Canyon Press, the way the plumber installed our dryer vent, it's too long and the angle far too steep, the way our border collie barks day and night at nothing, no matter how we yell at or cajole her. And if there is room enough for her to slip past the person who opens the gate to feed her, she will. The last time she got by us, she did it at night, escaped into the blackness by the road where we could hear her rushing like a wild boar through the sage, then catch on the bottom strand of barbed wire with a yelp that said she didn't have the time to worry about either her hurt or our embarrassment. We stood in the road and could soon find no trace of her. The darkness settled over us like a dove, but all of the houses on the street had one bulb shining. A quarter of a mile away, she appeared without warning under the neighbor's porch light, as if she had always been waiting at the wrong door. When we called the name that should have drawn her back, she looked our way, tongue hanging, then disappeared. I went to get the car, but by the time I had pulled out of the driveway, you were approaching in its headlights, bent low over the dog pulling and panting, jerking you toward home. I rolled down the window and offered you the leash, but you called, "It's all right, I've got her collar," as if we weren't talking about two different things. That damned dog, she won't stop barking at nothing. And all this time, though there's no place left for any of us, we keep living here. We keep confessing to one another. Every time we are saved, we pretend it's forever.